Blackstone Audio presents Dandelion Wine, a novel by Ray Bradbury. For Walter I. Bradbury, neither uncle nor cousin, but most decidedly editor and friend. It was a quiet morning, the town covered over with darkness and at ease in bed. Summer gathered in the weather. The wind had the proper touch. The breathing of the world was long and warm and slow. You had only to rise, lean from your window, and know that this indeed was the first real time of freedom and living. This was the first morning of summer. Douglas Spaulding, 12, freshly wakened, let summer idle him on its early morning stream. Lying in his third-story cupola bedroom, he felt the tall power it gave him, riding high in the June wind, the grandest tower in town. At night, when the trees washed together, he flashed his gaze like a beacon from this lighthouse in all directions over swarming seas of elm and oak and maple. Now. Boy, whispered Douglas. A whole summer ahead to cross off the calendar, day by day. Like the goddess Siva in the travel books, he saw his hands jump everywhere, pluck sour apples, peaches, and midnight plums. He would be clothed in trees and bushes and rivers. He would freeze gladly in the hoar-frosted ice-house door. He would bake happily with 10,000 chickens in Grandma's kitchen. But now a familiar task awaited him. One night each week he was allowed to leave his father, his mother, and his younger brother Tom asleep in their small house next door.